Fawcett. Fawcett. I should have said Fawcett because I think you'd say the faucet's dripping. I think you'd be more apt to say that. And then I think a hydrant, frequently a hydrant, is one that stands up a piece, you see. And I think that if it, where you, now we don't have a hydrant anywhere, and where you'd connect the hose comes out of the masonry around the house, you see, a little place that you screw on the hose. And I suppose you could still call it a hydrant, but I always think about a hydrant as a iron thing stands up like that.
I'm very glad for that distinction because it's not clear to me. And you would call the thing that came out of the masonry, that would be a spigot?
Well,
or is that a hydrant?
I don't know. I was just trying to think. I really, if I had to say, I don't know. I believe maybe I would say that, I believe I'd say connect the hose there at that hydrant in the wall. I believe I would say that rather more than spigot. I'm saying spigot and it's spigot, isn't it?
Well, not in my dialect. In mine, I say spigot.
I mean, according to the spelling, in the spelling.
I imagine, well, you really don't go by spelling in so many words. If you remember, I think at Taylor's, they would refer to it as a spigot. You hear the G.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the tour of the winery? Heard the G. It does differ.
Oh, yeah.
Various from region to region. And the vessel that you hold, that you use to hold cut flowers.
Vase. Well, some people say vase, but vase.
Mm-hmm. And the utensils at the table are just what?
Oh, now, what do you mean?
The eating utensils.
Oh, you mean the flat silver, you mean?
Yes.
Do you mean how you would you say?
Particularly in your childhood, how were they referred to in a particular way?
Like you, I don't know. I think they'd speak of it as a silver, put the silver on the table. They'd mean the silver knives and forks. I think they'd speak of that way more than they would say, I think that's the way it would be spoken of.
And did you have any different terms for the various pieces?
Not any different from what they are now. How could there be any difference but knives and forks and spoons?
Well, what were case knives?
Well, I don't know. Case knives were just table knives. I never did know why they called them case knives unless they came in a case or something. And I think that would be as opposed to what you'd consider not a butcher knife, but a little kitchen knife, long, about this size in the kitchen. It wouldn't be a case knife, it'd be a kitchen knife.
I see. And were the case knives often or always with wood handles or not necessarily?
Oh, no. I don't think they were ever with wood.
I see.
They would be silver or, I know that some of them had ivory hounds, real ivory. I don't think you'd see a wooden handle except on just a common kitchen knife.
And would you describe some of the utensils used in the kitchen, various
pots and pans, you mean?
Yes.
Well, muffins.